Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson, episode 619. Hello, how are you doing? For people who have listened from the beginning, you'll understand that this podcast goes nowhere. This is it. If you're tuning in now, this is it. This is it. Do people tune in to things now? I heard someone say the other day, are you taping this? No one tapes anything. It's not a tape, is it? Recording maybe, but no one tapes anything. You don't tune into anything either, do you? Like Gen X, I'm a Gen Xer, right at the end actually, next to millennial, but I'm not a millennial because they're all pussy holes, yeah, pussy clarks, isn't it? They're all like pussy people. And anyway, someone said, yeah, you know, tune in, drop out. That's already aging you, isn't it? Because nobody tunes in anymore. Now, like, if you're a disenfranchised Gen Z, a Zoomer, you would log on, you would scroll and tune out, I don't know. So yes, I'm in France at the moment. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's a country just off of the coast of some other countries, actually. I'm not exactly sure where we are, but yes, I'm in France because my mother lived in France, and it's Mother's Day, but also my sister turned 50, so I came over here. So it's a right old shindig of family events, anniversaries and celebrations, and I've been here for a few days. I'm trying to hang on a minute. I was under a duvet because I thought the sound quality would be better, but it's too hot under there. See, look, this is me under the duvet. You were actually with me under the duvet here. And now, yeah, there we go. I told you this podcast goes nowhere. What are you expecting? So I've got Adam Bloom's book. I was saying something else there, wasn't I? I've forgotten what it was. Professional and slick. Adam Bloom's book, Find Your Comedy Genius. And I've read the first three chapters. I've got nothing to do here in France, and I'm here for 4 days, right? My boy's not here. My wife's not here. It's just my original family, my nuclear family that I grew up with. And apart from my dad, who's dead, so thanks for bringing it up. But my mum's new husband, my sister and her kids, who are like 19 and 20, and me. And it's lovely. And their dog. And the place is massive. The square footage of this place is huge. And there's also a big rustic barn with a pull-up bar. So I did some pull-ups there and felt like I was in Rocky IV. If you've seen that, he trains in a barn. Anyway, so Adam Bloom's book, that's what we were talking about, ADHD, what a great thing. And I read the first three chapters, didn't read the rest of it, because obviously I've just been looking at my phone and dossing around. But don't put pressure on yourself, that's what I say. Don't worry about it. But his book is making me want to rewrite all of my material. Oh, sure. I'm quite tired because I'm in bed, even though it's 8 o'clock at night. And yes, it made me realize. The first three chapters so far has been about, you know, trimming material, like making the punchlines as punchy as possible, that kind of thing. And I'm like, that is good, but my act isn't like that. I don't know what my act is. I don't know. Because some of it is like one-linery jokes, and some of it is more ranty, story-y bits, and so I just need to work out what I'm doing, really. It's very, very hard, and so far the book has just made me feel insecure, that's what I would say, and also it's making me feel bad that I haven't read it, so it's making me also feel bad about myself, and about my act. So fuck you, Adam Bloom, for being helpful and kind. What a nice prick. As I said, I've met him, and he went out of his way to introduce himself to me. And I thought that was a really lovely thing to do, because I know he's like a big name. And but I guess he's got nothing to prove, is he? And I actually just thought to myself, what a nice guy. And now he's trying to be nice again by making me feel bad with his book, with his fucking valuable, full of information book. Anyway. So, the only other thing I was going to say is, I'll end on this, right? We're going back under the covers because it's actually quite intimate, isn't it, when you talk about this. So the thing I did the other day about the thing was I started my set, and the joke goes, hey, everybody, well done for coming to a thing. because, you know, this is a thing and doing a thing's difficult, isn't it? Booking a thing is not difficult. It's easy to book a thing. Someone says, hey, there's a thing in 6 months. Do you want to do it? And you're like, yeah, I'll do anything in 6 months. Don't worry about that because it doesn't matter. And then a week of the thing comes along and then you're like, oh no, who booked the thing? Why is there a thing? You booked the thing. Oh, I did book the thing. And then the day the thing comes and you think, I'm not going to go to the thing. One of you doesn't want to go to the thing. One of you does want to go to the thing. And then you say, go to the thing by yourself. And they're like, I'm not going to a thing by myself. No one goes to a thing by themselves. And you're like, fine, I'll go to the thing. So then you all get dressed. You all get dressed up. And by that, I mean you put on jeans. And then you go to the thing and you enjoy the thing. And then when you leave the thing, you go, I like the thing. We should go to more things. Why do we not go to more things? And then you book some more things and the whole thing starts again. That was the joke, right? And I thought it was going to be good Michael McIntyre-esque kind of, you know, rolling humour. The repetition of thing was a funny bit, but no, none of it's funny. None of it's funny and it didn't work at all. So I'm getting rid of it. But I still am convinced there is something there. I'm still convinced of it. I'm still convinced there is a thing there. Anyway, that's it. So this is me reporting from France, in the middle of France, actually, Limoges. But it's actually pronounced Limoges if you're English and not French. That's it. See you on the next pod.